From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. It's been a long, tough year for the New York City Police Department. And now, just as the NYPD is riding a wave of public support, the department is facing a new crisis. Large numbers of recruits who joined the force 20 years ago are now eligible to leave, and retirements are soaring. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, many officers are being lured away by lucrative jobs in the private sector.
In 2002, Lieutenant Stephen Collins will likely step down after his two decades with the NYPD. In a force of fewer than 40,000, the Queens narcotics supervisor is hardly alone.
They're staggering how many people are eligible for retirement within the next couple of years. Over the next 5 years, the eligibility is close to 9,000 police officers. I've been hearing since September 11th that some of the members are getting pressured from their families, whether it be spouses or parents, that, you know, you did your 20 years and, you know, maybe it's time that you move on to a second career.
Lieutenant Collins should know. Earlier this year, he paired with a retiring partner to found the company Law Enforcement Second Careers. He helps link retiring NYPD members looking for work with private companies and security firms. Collins says calls from both are up phenomenally since 9/11. New York attorney Charles Slepian is one of those callers. He's president of Foreseeable Risk Analysis, Inc., which is working to hire soon-to-retire officers for new airline security.
In the New York metropolitan area, we have looked for and already identified 1,000 individuals to go into the three New York metropolitan airports initially. A number probably in the neighborhood of 4,000 to 5,000 is probably what's going to be needed in the long run. These are all former law enforcement personnel.
Why are so many leaving just when wearing the police uniform is seen as heroic and when the city is trying to rebuild and prepare to better fight terrorism? A huge part of the retirement draw is basic math. NYPD pensions equal one half of the officer's last 12 months of salary. And because of the terrorist attacks, many will end 2001 with tens of thousands of dollars in overtime, some even doubling their salaries. This year's overtime budget, estimated to reach about $1.7 billion, is bigger than the overall budget in 1993, when incoming Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly last ran the department. Add to that mix a boom in private security and...
You will have an exodus from this police department like it has never seen before.
That's Detectives Union President Thomas Scotto. He says before 9/11, many officers were already leaving for better paying work in surrounding suburbs. And Scotto says officers today have even more reason to step down.
The overtime that has existed this year is unprecedented in the history of the police department. And the fact that when you have overtime enhances your pension and... There's very little prospect of getting the appropriate raises that police officers deserve from a financial basis. They have absolutely no incentive at this time to remain.
Prior to 9/11, the NYPD had serious recruitment problems, and there's little evidence the renewed hero status has led to a boost in academy recruitment. Mayor-elect Michael Bloomberg has said one priority will be to try to stop the drain of the NYPD's most experienced, seasoned police to the private sector. But many rank-and-file officers are not optimistic. They feel burned by outgoing Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, whom they once supported. His popularity before 9/11 was built largely on police success in reducing crime to 30-year lows. Yet unions complain Giuliani repeatedly fought pay and benefit hikes. John Jay College Police Studies professor Eli Silverman says many officers feel betrayed.
It's one thing to get a pat on the back, but after a while that becomes counterproductive. When you don't see any material rewards and you have to pay the mortgage and you have to feed your kids, etc. And they feel they produce for this mayor. And then when they go out, they say, did Giuliani make this collar? Did he make this arrest? I made this arrest. You know, where's our recognition?
So police union officials say the city has brought what some call a retirement crisis on itself. For years, unions have tried in vain to include a contract clause that would allow officers to retire, get a pension, but then stay on the job up to 5 more years. Many large departments have that kind of option. But with deep city budget strains, it's not clear New York City can now afford to stem the exodus of experienced officers just when they need those experienced officers the most. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.